Here the celebrant or another reads. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Qui similis bestia, et qui poterit pugnare cum ea? Who is like unto the beast? And who can make war against him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and he causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he hath the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Here the celebrant takes a chalice and paten with a form of host of his choice, places it upon the altar and lifts the chalice, intoning, Offerimus tibi domini charisem salutanis, tuum deprecantis clementium, ut in conspectu divine mea status tue, pro nostra et tuesius munde salute, cum odore suavitatis ascendet. Amen. The celebrant makes the sign of the sun, which is an equal-armed cross, with the chalice. He then takes the host, holds it above the chalice, and says, Pereundum dominium nostrum primum, mobile filium tuum. The celebrant again, on his knees before the altar or image, says, My sovereign Savior Antichrist, emanation of the primum mobile, thou who for the salvation of all sentience didst suffer birth into the world of cross and crescent. Thou who hast vouchsafed to thy faithful the privilege of making daily commemoration thereof. Do thou deign unto thy unworthy servant, thus holding thy living body in his hands, all strength and ability for the profitable application of that power with which we have been entrusted. Here, the Eucharist is consumed.